Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-0 victory against St Mirren in the Premiership today. 3 points, job done. Wasn't the most of vintage and flashy of performances, but as we've said time and time again, I don't care how they get the 3 points as long as they get the 3 points, and that's certainly what today was. St Mirren certainly gave us a game. I don't think they were as effective as they were against us in the Cup game. I don't think we let ourselves get into the same traps as the Cup game at the same time as well, so we certainly learned from that game. We had made two changes from the game that beat Hibs 1-0. It was also McGregor's 400th appearance for Rangers as well, which is an incredible tally to get to. First half, it was a very slow start from us. Little pace, little movement. It had the hallmarks of the Cup game. St Mirren had early chances, especially one early on when McGregor spilled the ball. We got to grips with the game around the 25th minute, where we gave St Mirren a wee bit more space. We allowed them to come out a wee bit more, which I've been saying for so long now, is we create our own downfall sometimes by just, you know, piling on the pressure. We sat back a wee bit more, allowed them to come out, and it worked because a minute later we went 1-0 up with Roof scoring. Brilliant from Hadji, picking up the loose ball that ricocheted off two St Mirren players deep in their own half. Hadji drove the ball forward, he passed the Roof in the box on the right-hand side, who had a first-time shot, deflected off the boot of the defender and into the back of the net. Certainly a wee bit of luck with that one there, but I don't care, and if you don't take the shots, you don't get the luck sometimes, so I'm glad we've learned from that one. I'll take it every day of the week. We went quickly 2-0 up with Morelos finally getting a goal. I think that's about 7 or 8 games, maybe more, that he's failed to score in, and glad that he's finally got a goal, and certainly in good time as well, just leading into the Old Firm game. But the goal came in the 32nd minute. The St Mirren midfielder was inexplicably trying to pass back to his own defender from the halfway line. The defender then picks up the ball and tries to pass it back to the keeper, but I don't know, there's a tangle of his own legs it seems to be. Morelos was completely alert, nips in there, got the ball. He drove the ball forward and slots it into the near side of the goal. It was a great finish, very composed, and he had a lot of time. He never suffered from the Kenny Millers in this case. Very composed and a great finish all round, and great awareness from Morelos there. Not a lot else happened in the first half. We regained control of the possession. St Mirren were not giving us any time on the ball at all. They were trying to go at us all the time. Certainly they're a good side on the showing that they've played against us in the last couple of games. One of these typical things, if they had tried to play like that every single game, they might be further up the league table, but that's something for the St Mirren fans to worry about rather than us. Second half, it wasn't a great half at all from both teams, to be honest. Started off again, St Mirren had to come out. They got a good grip of the game in the first section of the half. We probably played better in the second section of the half. But credit to the team today, because the defenders defended when they needed to. A few scary moments. McGregor had to come and collect the ball from a few crosses, but there was nothing overly serious, and I felt that the players done the job effectively today, which is all you can ask of them. Nothing flashy, didn't need to be honest. I felt that we still had a couple of gears to go up if we really needed to. Again, sometimes I felt we suffered from a wee bit of the lack of pace and pedestrian play, but you know, we kept the ball out the net our end, and we got the two goals up the St Mirren end, so we've got to be happy. Made a few changes in the game as well. Kent came on in the 73rd minute for Roof, and I really don't know what is up with him just now. He looks completely devoid of confidence, because we had a lot of possession by the time he came on. We're 2-0 up going into the last 15 minutes of the game, but all he wanted to do was backwards and sideways passes and cut inside. That's not the Kent that we know how he can play. He should be taking on players, getting down the wing, and it never forwarded the game at all. Maybe it was a case of preserve the 2-goal leads and just play within ourselves, but we want to see more from Kent, and it's, you know, I think dropping him to the bench today was justified, but he certainly never shown anything when he did come on in the last 15 minutes. Maybe I've been overcritical given the stage of the game he came on, but we're expecting more from a player who's offered very little in the last 7-8 games that he's played. But again, all credit to the team today. It was going to be a nervy affair given the result the last time we played them a few games ago. We've done the job, we got the 3 points, and it serves us well going into the Old Firm game on Saturday. So, a big game. A draw would suit us more than Celtic, quite obviously. But as we've all said, we want to go out and annihilate them. But I hate going into the game being the favourites. There's just something about it. I know we were favourites in the last game and we came out victorious, but we just need to be wary of complacency in this game. And I don't think the players will be complacent. They know that what's at stake in this game especially. So we'll just need to see what happens there. So the newest episode of our main podcast dropped just before kickoff today, so you've got that to listen to. It's an epic nearly two-hour podcast. I'll be back with a post-match after the Celtic game. Hopefully it'll be positive news. I'm pretty sure there'll be no Celtic fans commenting on this podcast today since we won. Hopefully they won't be commenting on the post-match on Saturday as well. So as ever, if you want to check us out, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all our previous stuff. So have a good Hogmanay. I'll speak to you on Saturday. Thanks for listening and goodbye.